All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, following yesterday's loss against the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles now find themselves with a record of 4-5, and their chances of getting back to the Super Bowl appear to be faint at best. It simply has not come together for the Eagles this season, and to give you an idea of how, Philly has failed to win two games in a row all season long. A big part of the Eagles' struggle so far this season is their lack of a running game, as they are only 21st in the NFL in rushing. But overall, the chemistry that brought this team together last year simply has not been there. You know, you've heard of infighting, some players, you know, behind the scenes calling out head coach Doug Peterson. And it's tough because with so many players returning from the squad last year, at first it looked like it was a Super Bowl hangover, but the bottom line is they simply cannot get it done. And this just shows you how difficult it is to be consistent in the NFL. And this is why you have to tip your hat to the organizations a la the New England Patriots, who are able to win every single year and be in the running. You expected Philadelphia to be taking everybody's best shot this season, and they have, because like I said before the season started, Philadelphia, they won the Super Bowl last season, but they have to play 16 Super Bowl games during the regular season just to get to the playoffs. Why? Because you are now the litmus test for every team out there. And with the exception of their Week 6 victory versus the Giants, every game that the Eagles have had, win or lose, has been very tightly contested. But now you look at it, Philly has lost three consecutive games at Lincoln Financial Field. They lost in week number 5 to the Vikings. They lost in week number 7 to Carolina. And then they lost yesterday to the Dallas Cowboys. So if you're Philly, what are you going to do to turn this thing around? That is a big thing right now. I mean, I'm looking at it. They're 4-5. There are plenty of teams in front of them for the wild card slot. You're only two games behind the Washington Redskins for first place in the NFC East. And, of course, you still have two games with the Redskins. But you look at Philly's slate. This Sunday, they're at New Orleans. They have the Giants at home on week 12. That should be a layup, which is followed by a Monday night game at home versus the Redskins. And then, of course, the week 14 rematch with the Dallas Cowboys, where right after you face Dallas, you're at the Los Angeles Rams, you're home for the Houston Texans, and then you finish up on the road versus the Washington Redskins. So honestly, outside of their week 12 meeting with the Giants, there isn't a layup on this schedule. So they're 4-5 right now, and the way things are going for Philly right now, if they get to 8-8, that'd be good, because there really isn't a weak spot on this schedule. And I think for Philadelphia, there was still some of that Super Bowl hangover. First time around, they're learning how to deal with being the kings of the mountain, and they've taken everybody's best punch. And I think the offseason cannot get here quickly enough for this organization, because they need to get back to the drawing board, get back to the basics, and get back to having that swagger. Philadelphia simply has lacked that swagger all season long. Last year, this was a hungry team. They played with a chip on their shoulder. They had that junkyard dog type mentality. It was basically us against the world, especially when Carson Wentz was lost for the year with that ACL injury. This time around, it simply has not come together. The chemistry is not there. And the word regroup is the best way to define the 2018 Philadelphia Eagles. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.